This podcast is brought to you by the Bearing Man Group, South Africa's finest source of quality engineering components and expertise. Monday, April 20, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. State-owned freight logistics group Transnet has secured another 915 million rand in funding as part of its five-year 80 billion rand capital expenditure program. Acting CEO Chris Wells said that the group was well ahead in its plans of raising the required capital for the new financial year. On Friday, the group announced that it had finalized the financing facility with the Finnish export credit agency, Finvera, for the procurement of equipment for the ports of Durban, Ngqura and Cape Town. The funding would be used to procure straddle carriers and rubber-tired gantries for the Pier 1 container terminal in Durban, the newly upgraded container terminal in Cape Town and the Ngqura container terminal. South African mobile telecoms giant Vodacom won't list on the main board of the JSE on May 5 as previously envisaged. On Friday, the company and Telkom, which was unbundling its stake in Vodacom, reported that there had been a delay in the fulfillment of certain conditions and that the listing could now only take place on May 18. But it was stressed that all outstanding conditions had either been fulfilled or waived. Currently, Vodacom is owned 50% by Telkom and 50% by Vodafone of the UK. But in line with a multi-layered deal announced late last year, Vodacom and Telkom would part ways, with Telkom selling 15% of its stake to Vodafone for 22.5 billion rand. This would increase the world's largest mobile telecoms provider's interest in the company to 65%. Also making headlines, the University of Cape Town probes the use of value management practices in South African manufacturing. The Communication Workers Union seeks to prevent Telkom from unbundling its Vodacom stake. The World Bank is willing to aid Zimbabwe's economic recovery. And paper and packaging group Mondi settles its second set of land claims. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.